us, and welcome again to this Gospel Miracle Hour. We're so pleased you've joined us. If you've joined us for the first time, then welcome. Friends, I have good news for you. God is not angry with you. He loves you, and he has a destiny for you to fulfill that only you can fulfill. I'd like to open in prayer, Lord. I pray that you grant to your servant great boldness to preach your word today, that, Lord, you'd stretch forth your hand to heal and perform miraculous signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant Jesus. For this reason, the Son of God was made manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. And all God's children said, Amen. Well, what is God's nature like? What is his heart like towards you? Most importantly, what does God think of you? We look at the story from Hosea, the story of God's unrelenting love. We continue on from the last message on this vein to the one of the most vivid and direct examples of God's unrelenting love. It involves a Jewish prophet named Hosea and his wife Gomer. As a background to Hosea's prophecy, we need to remember that God formed a covenant with Israel that took the form of a marriage. God's love was like that of a cherished husband, deep, intimate, tender, provider, and protective. When a man and woman first fall in love, the feeling is intense and ecstatic. When that love leads to marriage, the couple experiences the closest, most intimate, and devoted of all human relationships. This is how God felt about Israel. Hosea is charged to deliver a message in one of the strangest, most strikingly dramatic ways you can imagine. It says in Hosea 1:2, God, go take yourself a wife of harlotry and children of harlotry. For the land has committed great harlotry by departing from the Lord. What God was saying, Hosea, I have a job for you. I want you to marry a woman who will be unfaithful to you. Let her dishonor your name. And when she does, I want you to hold fast your marriage vow. The Lord said, think of it as a living parable, Hosea. You'll be playing my part. Your wife will represent Israel. I need to do something really dramatic that will mirror the wickedness of the people so that they can see their unfaithfulness to me. Believe me, Hosea, I know from experience what you're getting into. But trust me on this. When your wife keeps committing adultery and you don't throw her out in the street, when you love the unlovable and keep taking her back, your faithfulness will be so counteractive, will be awareness that the people will have to confront a truth they've lost about God's unwavering faithfulness and love for them. It was important that God let his people know that his love would never fail. God's love would draw them back to him again, just as Hosea would draw Gomer back to himself. God's love, this is a love that doesn't follow human nature, doesn't return evil for evil. It's a love that makes sense only when we realize it comes from God. The Old Testament is a lengthy chronicle of his love, telling this of the story of a wandering, faithless people pursued by a constantly loving God. This entire message has been that God loves you, he always has, and he always will. It's not enough to say, great to hear, John, and walk away. To know God's love and not accept it changes nothing in your life. A gift that you do not receive is of no value. God has paid a price for your sin. The free gift of eternal salvation is now being offered to you. You must receive it. At this very moment, Christ stands at the door of your heart and waits for you to invite him in. It says out in Revelation 3:20, For all who call upon the name of the Lord will be saved. It says that in Romans 10:13. Friends, will you pray with me? Just pray along with me to get your life right with God. It's a free gift of eternal salvation. Just pray after me. Dear Heavenly Father, please forgive me of all my sins. I believe that Jesus is the Christ. He died on the cross for me, for my sin and sickness. Come into my heart and life. I make you my Lord and Savior. Amen. Well, friends, if you prayed that simple prayer, I believe you got born again. Get into a good Bible-based church and give God first place. He'll take you places that you never dreamed. It says in Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things, total salvation, prosperity, health, wisdom, love, peace, joy, shall be added to you. Well, this part of the message we'll be starting, today's scripture is, the message for today is, redeem the time, from Ephesians 5:15 and 16. It says, so be careful how you live. Don't live like fools, but like those who are wise. Make the most of every opportunity in these evil days. What I was saying, that time is the most valuable commodity that we have in life. It's more valuable than money. You can make more money, but you can't make more time. When you woke up this morning, God gave you a present called today. And with that gift comes responsibility. The scripture tells us to redeem the time, to make the most of every opportunity. That simply means don't let it go to waste. Don't live this day unfocused, unhappy, negative, or defeated. Make the most of every day. God has entrusted you with life. He has breathed his very breath into you. He has put gifts and talents on the inside of you. You have seeds of greatness deposited in you. You're a person of destiny. You have an assignment and a purpose to fulfill. I encourage you today to evaluate how you are spending your time. Refocus your life. Let go of any distractions. Shake off any self-pity and discouragement and disappointments in the past, and run the race with purpose. Be careful how you live and redeem the time so that you can fulfill the destiny God has prepared for you. Don't give up. Your best years are now and your best days are ahead. And thank the Lord for the gift of today. Dedicate this day to the Lord. Dedicate your mind and your emotions to the Lord. Let him use you for his purposes. And keep to the path that he has for you. In Jesus' name, amen. Right, this part of the message, we'll be starting to pray for the sick and hurting. Healing belongs to you, friends. It belongs to you. Once you hear the word of God, do not let anyone or anyone move you off that word. With God, all things are possible. We look at this from Mark 10:46 to 52. Then they came to Jericho, and as Jesus went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat along the way begging. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Many ordered him to keep silent, but he cried out even more, son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. So they called the blind man, saying, be of good comfort. Rise, he is calling you. Throwing aside his garment, he rose and came to Jesus. Jesus answered and says to him, what do you want me to do for you? The blind man said to him, Rabbi, that I might receive my sight. Jesus said to him, go your way, your faith has made you well. Immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus on the way. Friends, this blind beggar is a perfect example of how one's life can be changed by faith in Jesus. When blind Bartimaeus began to cry out, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me, by calling him Son of David, he was acknowledging him as the Messiah. When he cried out, have mercy on me, he was saying, help me because I cannot help myself. The crowd told him to be quiet, but he determined to yell even louder. He was not going to be denied. Jesus stopped and commanded him to come to him. Bartimaeus, in faith, threw aside his cloak. This was a beggar's cloak, his license to beg. By casting it aside, he was saying, I'm through with being blind. I'm through with being a beggar. And I'm through with this old life. This was a gesture of great faith. He had not yet gone to Jesus, not yet received his miracle. He had decided, I'm not going to go back the way I came. He made his way to Jesus with great expectation. When Jesus asked what he wanted him to do, he asked him, Bartimaeus, know exactly what he wanted to receive his sight. Jesus said to him, as he had so many others, he'd say this to so many other people, so go your way, your faith has made you well. And Bartimaeus received his sight. It was his faith that made him whole, no longer blind, no longer a beggar, no longer dependent on others. For his entire life had been transformed by faith in Jesus. In Psalm 30 verse 2 it says, O Lord my God, I cried out to you and you have healed me. Psalm 41 and 2, I waited patiently for the Lord and he inclined to me and heard my cry. He also brought me up out of the horrible pit. Psalm 107, 20, 21, he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Holy Spirit, I pray, if what I have said is from you, then confirm your word with signs, wonders, and creative miracles. And the power of the Lord is present to heal the sick now. Now lay your hand on that sick or hurting part of your body that needs a touch from the Lord, and as I begin to pray. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Son of the living God, I bind and break the power of every form of infirmity. I cast out every form of disease, those with eye problems and those who have hearing problems and deaf. I rebuke every cancer. Cancer, you are cursed at the root. I command you to shrivel and die. I cast you out in the name of Jesus Christ. And I command a reconstructive, recreative miracle to take place where it needs to be taken place. I'll loose your healing power, Holy Spirit, for that creative miracle that's taking place right now. I command health and healing into every physical body, and divine health freely flows into the lives of these listeners. I command every life that is in torment, every life that is stressed, I rebuke your power. Be healed and made whole as Holy Spirit, I loose your healing power. For your name is Jehovah Shalom, our peace. I give you praise, Father, that the enemy has been defeated right now. And the peace of God is now healing every broken heart. Broken hearts are being healed right now. Every sorrow is being lifted right now. Miraculous healings are taking place. Creative miracles are taking place right now. Every burden and yoke is being destroyed because you, our Lord, are the joy in the morning. You, our Lord, are more than enough. You, our Lord, are our strength and our song, and we magnify your holy name. I thank you that you are our righteousness, amen. You are our shepherd. You are our divine giver of life, our healer, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Jireh. Let the power of this blessing rest upon you and in you and be imparted by you when you use God's word in the authority of Jesus' name. And know that it is God's will for you to be healed, friends. Believe you have received and you will have it. The Bible states very clearly, you shall recover or you shall get well. As I said, some healings take seconds, some minutes, some hours, and say some over some days. And have faith. Fear is opposite to faith. And act your faith. Try moving. You'll find that the pains have started to subside. They might be still there, but look for the improvements. Start moving. Look for the improvements. Test the area to see if there is any improvement. Know that it is God's will for you to be healed, friends, and do not let fear come upon you. Use your authority as a believer. Make sure you're living in right relationship with God and each other. We must forgive. No holding on to grudges or being vindictive. Walk in love. Maintain a good confession. Your words are powerful. They have power. Do not listen to doubt and unbelief. Listen to the gospel message. Listen to the healing scriptures. And know that it is God's will for you. And my final prayer for you is this. May the Lord bless you and may the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. May your sins be carried away. May you celebrate with joy that it's unspeakable and full of glory. And know the peace of God in the worst of times, because he is the Prince of Peace. He is the master of the winds and the waves. In Jesus' name, receive this blessing. Shalom. Amen.